It's a massive relief, really, because we didn't really want to be in a situation that we were in last season when we had to win one of two of the last games. And if Hazen Yedding had won on Saturday, then we'd have been put in a similar position to last year, whereby we'd have had to win one of the last two games, which would have made everybody a little bit jumpy, to say the least, I think. So it was a massive relief that we didn't have to go through that trial.
All in all, though, still a pretty disastrous season. Yes, you've stayed up, but looking at everything else, not one to remember.
No, it's been an extremely difficult season. I think it's been a massive learning curve for everybody. And by that, I mean the fans, who probably underestimated the strength of that division, the players and management. The management we started the season with weren't au fait with that division, that league, and that probably came as a surprise to them. And the board ourselves, and it's been a surprise to us, certainly on the financial front, because we've been faced by all sorts of problems, the solidarity payment that we no longer receive from the Football League, from falling gates, from falling revenues in every area of the football club during this season. So it's been a massive learning curve for us and a big undertaking to pull everything together financially. The management, players underestimated that it was going to be a lot more difficult than we anticipated, although I did say at the end of last season that I didn't think we'd go up back into the Football League at the first time of asking, and it might take two or three seasons. And whilst I'm a lot more positive about next season, I think we'll do a hell of a lot better next season. I still think it's a very, very difficult league to get out of.
So now the attention will turn to manager David Holdsworth's future with the club. He said he'd like to stay. You've implied that you want him to stay on. At what point do you sit down and start talking about a new contract with him?
We'll be sitting down with him this week and sorting things out. Generally speaking, I would say that would be with a view to keeping him on the payroll, yes.
I suppose the bottom line with everything at the moment is money, but David seems to be up for it. It seems that money probably won't be the issue. It's a case of ambition.
Yeah, I think David is very keen to do well in football management, and probably money isn't his first priority. So certainly that's very helpful to the football club.
And I guess the key to getting David Holdsworth's future sorted out is that then you can start planning for next season before everybody else. The club knows who the manager is, the players know who the manager is. It'll be easier to get them to stay or to come to the club.
Well, that's right, yeah. That's why it's very important that we now get the manager's position sorted out as quickly as possible. We've still got two games to play. And once we've got the manager's situation sorted out, then the manager can start talking to players before the end of the season with regard to those he wants to keep, those that will probably move on. And I think it's important that job is done before the season ends.